Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Dr. Hermine Hartman is a longtime Chicagoan. She has witnessed just about everything. She's the founder of Indigo.com. Dr. Hartman, we were talking to Alderman Brian Hopkins about what happened in Andersonville again over the weekend. I guess it's called a teen trend or a teen takeover. You've seen this. You've been here your entire life. What do you think can be done about it?
Well, some discipline and some policing definitely ought to take place. It's maddening as these kids kind of Facebook each other or TikTok each other or Instagram each other to say, let's meet up at this place. And then they spin these cars, and then sometimes they drop gasoline and do some burning. This happened, I saw this, Lisa, with my own eyes, maybe a couple of years ago, right there in the South Loop at McCormick Place, where the expressways come off into McCormick and on King Drive. That's a spot where they do some of that same thing. I hope the police can get on top of this. It makes no sense to me. I don't see the fun of it. I don't see the what are you doing? I mean, what are they really doing?
It's creating chaos. Just and this weekend, it was kids coming in on trains and just mob action,
I was going to say, it's really a mob. It's a mob action. I hope the police get control of this. If it was me, if I had anything to do with the law, I would have some water hoses and some dogs, and they would just spray them, and the dogs would just bite them, and then they would stop.
Now, Dr. Hartman, you know people lose their mind when you say that, because other people also have said that on the text line, but of course that is old school stuff that was used to break up peaceful protests back in the day.
So if it was good for peaceful, then it's really good for violent. If you've ever witnessed this, I saw this, Lisa, with my eyes. I saw it. I experienced this. It is one of the most frightening things you'll ever see, because the cars are just spinning and people are just jumping up and down and screaming and hollering and acting stupid. And it's a maddening moment and you don't know what to do. And if you get caught in it, God bless you. And then when they start burning, I mean, what are you burning? You're just throwing gasoline on the ground and you're just burning. It's a very dangerous proposition. It's very, very dangerous.
Okay,
and it's insanity. I don't know, but it looks like people going mad to me.
I got caught in it, too.
I put water hoses on them. I would spray them with water. You either do that or you're going to shoot them.
Do you think something
to stop it.
Do you think those water hoses and that type of police action has a place in the Smithsonian Institute?
Lisa, I'm so disturbed. How about this thing called truth? Where does truth enter? So the executive order is restoring truth and sanity to American history. And I guess what he's trying to do is whitewash history. And let's be real clear. This is for the African American History and Culture National Museum, but it's also for the Indian Museum, and it's also for the Women Museum, because he says that those museums are not living up to the, quote, American standard to portray American and Western values. They're race-centered ideology, he says, and this is not American. Now, you know, Trump can't erase history. There's some truths of America. Some of it is dark. Some of it is sinful, actually. But it's real, and we can't escape it. So that says that we can't talk to accomplishment, achievement, and the reality of what has happened in America for real. That means make America great again. I've always wanted to ask, what do you mean when you say that? But I guess that means, should we go back to segregation? Should we go back to black folks aren't only three-fifths human? Should we go backwards to women shouldn't be able to vote? What is he saying, but what is he doing? These museums attract about 18 to 30 million visitors a year. The budget is about $1 billion a year for all of the museums collectively. What is he saying and doing and suggesting? This is insanity.
We are talking about the president's order. President Trump's issued another executive order, and it's targeting the National Museum of African-American history and culture, which is, you know, at the Smithsonian. And the Smithsonian has been around for how many years, Dr. Hartman?
I mean, a million. It's been around for a long time. The order is restoring truth and sanity to American history. So this is an attack on American history. You can't change the history. The history is what it is. Slavery existed. Women's suffrage existed.
And for that to be erased from our most important U.S. museum seems unbelievable. One of those things that will have to wait and see. But talk to me about Lonnie Bunch. Lonnie Bunch came from Chicago, right?
So Lonnie Bunch was a Chicagoan. Lonnie Bunch headed up Chicago's History Museum. And I can remember, I've interviewed Lonnie. Lonnie's in my book. He is just prophetic. He's a visionary. And when Lonnie began to talk early on about we need an African-American museum in Washington, it was a dream. It was an idea. He was saying, so what do you think about this? And what do you think we should include? He was asking questions like that. I remember that. And lo and behold, he did it. It's magnificent. Lisa, I have to go. I think I'm going to go in May. And last year, when we finished our Indigo Studio series, I said, this year we've got to look at some of the museums. And this is one of the museums that I'm looking at. And I think I got to go in May and begin to scout it out and figure out how we might do some filming and some interviewing in it.
Well,
I understand it's magnificent. It takes you about 3 days to get through it. But be remindful, it's not just the African American Museum. That's the museum that he names in the actual order. But he's also talking about the Women's Museum. He's also talking about the Indian Museum. And I suppose somewhere along the line, he'll be talking about the Holocaust Museums. These are museums with significant histories that we cannot ignore. It doesn't go away.
You can read more about that. Her article on Indigo.com is published on Wednesday. That's Ndigo.com. We're up against news time. Always lovely to talk to you. And thank you for joining us, Dr. Hartman.
Thank you. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.